Webster City's 2020 team featured a dynamic three-headed monster of a rushing attack in senior quarterback Chase Rattenborg, senior running back Trey Mathis, and sophomore running back C.J. Hisler. Two-thirds of that attack is gone in Rattenborg and Mathis, but Hisler looks to take charge as the main ball carrier for the Lynx in 2021. Hisler will lead what has become one of the most potent rushing attacks in the state year in and year out in Bob Howard's single-wing offense, and will do so with many new pieces around him. The quarterback battle has been ongoing throughout the start of fall practice, a battle that will likely come down to either junior Ty McKinney, sophomore Brian Claver, or junior Austin Mason. None of the three had much varsity experience offensively in 2020, but Chase Rattenborg stepped in as a one-year starter last season and led the Lynx to an undefeated regular season. The running back positions will look to be filled by players such as Connor Hansen, Jackson Cherry, Devin Stokes, and a host of other possibilities. Perhaps the biggest positive is that the new backfield gets to work behind a veteran offensive line. The Lynx will open their season on Friday, August 27th against the Humboldt Wildcats, and you can hear it right here on 95.7 KQWC. Kickoff from Lynx Field will be at 7 p.m. With the first day of school here, the volleyball teams from Webster City and South Hamilton will hit the ground running as they travel to Roland Story to play in a quadrangular at Roland Story High School. Webster City is coming off of a third-place finish in the North Central Conference in 2020 while returning a squad that has conference championship dreams. South Hamilton returns a veteran nucleus after a tough 9-21 campaign in 2020. South Hamilton will square off against Central Springs first, followed by the Battle of Hamilton County as the Hawks face off against Webster City. The Lynx squad will face off with Roland Story first, followed by a matchup with Central Springs, and finishing with the aforementioned battle for Hamilton County against South Hamilton. With Local Sports, this is Quinn Douglas reporting.